FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live is your show. You take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. Whatever you want to talk about, whether it be an issue or an agenda that you want to push, or again, maybe just a rant you want to get off your chest, something that's been bothering you all day long, and none of your friends, coworkers, or family members want to hear a word that you have to say, we will listen to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the live streaming there, including a broadband stream and the not-so-broadband stream, so everybody who's online can listen for free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, keep listening to Free Talk Live because we talk about it every day. Or you can give them a call at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Now, this show is about your calls, and that means when we start up, if there's somebody on the line already, we go straight to it. So let's talk to Johnson. Johnson in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, I wanted to call in right at the beginning of the show to talk about something you guys were talking about last night.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I want to talk about copyright and intellectual property.
Okay.
I think that I can actually win Manwich over.
You're going to... If anyone can, you might be able to.
Okay.
Why is that? Because you shut all of my arguments out completely, Manwich?
Because you don't bother talking. You've never given a reason why you support no copyrights.
Right. I don't think you've ever given him a clear enough reason as to why you support it. And I'm going to explain it to him because I don't think Manwich understands technology as much as we do.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the deal. If you were able to, I got some, it clicked in my head, Ian, because of an article you sent me a while ago about that machine that can build common household objects.
Right. Yeah, there's some machine that is basically a replicator. What you see on Star Trek or whatever, where you can somehow program it, tell it what you want it to build, and it will, using some sort of layering of plastic or something like that, actually build the product or the part that you're looking for.
Wow.
I mean, it is amazing.
Wow.
So the thought that I had is that if, for example, if I wanted to go out and I got myself the materials and the supplies and I made myself a baseball, right? Or even if I got out and I made myself and I got the supplies and I ground down the metal and I built myself a car that looked exactly like a name brand truck, right?
Okay.
And I built myself a truck, right?
All right.
I'd be totally able to do that, and you'd be okay with that, wouldn't you, Manwich?
Let me see. It would have to. You're building a truck. Does it work and run? You drive, so you're more or less making a kit truck.
Right. I just make the whole thing out of raw materials. I make it myself.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't have a problem if you bought a car and bought say a Volkswagen Beetle and then put a kit car Ferrari body on it.
Right. You take a Volkswagen and make it look like a Ferrari. Okay. Fine.
Right.
Spin that. Okay?
That exists. I mean, you can do that today.
Right. Exactly. And you don't see anything wrong with that, right? You got
not
one.
Really.
You actually bought that. Okay. Now.
So wait, Manwich, in that case, Ferrari wouldn't be owed any royalties on that?
I don't think so. No. I mean,
okay.
It's not a Ferrari.
Right. Now, see, I know I'm going to win him over. Okay. When you have a hard drive, all right, you've purchased a computer, you've purchased a machine that can replicate these things exactly.
Okay.
When someone downloads a file to their computer, all they have just done is arrange ones and zeros on their hard drive in a certain pattern. They haven't actually created anything. They haven't taken any property. All they have done is changed the orders of ones and zeros on their hard drive.
Okay.
It is totally their prerogative because they own that hard drive. They own that computer. They have done, you have done nothing. Now,
to create the music?
No.
Okay.
All that, they're listening to music. They're listening to this music out of their machine. Well, all that has been done is ones and zeros have been ordered on their hard drive. They haven't gone out. They haven't gone into a store. They haven't actually stolen anyone's property. They haven't done anything. Now, no property has been stolen. Nothing has changed hands.
Correct. No property has been stolen in that sense.
Now,
intellectual property.
I will agree with you about copyright being violated when, for example, someone were to profit from that. If someone were to, say, download music or take music and then they were to sell it. Because then it is at that point that property has been stolen. It is at the point that someone profits that the stealing occurs.
Why is
that? Because because money, a physical, actual, tangible substance, has then been created from something that that person didn't.
Yeah, but couldn't you argue that you profited by making the copy in the first place, by not having to spend the $17 on the CD? Couldn't you argue that you've made a $17 profit there?
No, because there are so many different ways that you can actually listen to the music. And you paid for the hard drive. You paid for the computer that creates that stuff. You paid for the device that allows you to copy and make that music. Now, that artist has made their music available or has played their music or whatever. At some point, that music has made its way onto the computer. That's the purpose of the computer, and that person bought the equipment that allows them to do that. In other words, if
Sandwich is absorbing nothing, all this.
You see nothing wrong with, for example, going out and buying that car kit that makes the car look exactly like a Ferrari. That person went out and paid for the materials that allowed them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they were to go out and sell car kits, they were to buy car kits and then sell those cars and call them Ferraris, then of course they're going to go to jail.
Yeah, if they were called them Ferraris, then they'd be in big trouble.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you
call
them a Ferrari, I don't know if I'm quite ready to go. Like I'm thinking about it, but I don't know if I'm quite ready to go with you on this. My problem is that musicians are people that make music. Like carpenters are people that make wooden objects.
Mm-hmm.
So when you use this non-tangible stuff called music that belongs to this musician, then you are using something of his that is not yours.
Okay, but no, here's where I disagree with you on that. When a carpenter creates an object, a wooden object,
right,
that object is directly transferred to you. You have that object. That object can then be passed around, right?
Right.
Now, with a musician, the only way to truly enjoy a musician's work is to directly experience it. In other words, the only way that that musician actually creates, the product that musician actually creates, you have to be there for it.
You mean present while they're playing it?
Yes, you have to absolutely be present while you're playing it.
No, you could hear a recording.
Exactly. Now, if I were to make an identical copy of a woodsmith's, like for example, say a guy makes a cabinet. If I make an identical copy of a cabinet with my own materials, did I steal the original cabinet?
Mm. I feel like you've done something wrong if it's an incredibly unique cabinet. Yes, I think that there's a problem there.
Now, wait. You're saying that if I made an identical copy of a cabinet for my own usage, and I wasn't profiting from that in any way, that I'm stealing?
How do you determine the level of uniqueness, man? Which, how can you suggest that, let's say I'm just a real boring bastard, and I can't make anything more than a plain old square cabinet, and I carve a big letter I for Ian in the front of it. That way you know it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
And if Johnson was to, for some reason, think that was the best cabinet he's ever seen, just like a regular rectangle with no frills, nothing like that, could I copyright that? I mean, is it unique enough? Is anything that anyone creates copyrightable? Is it unique enough to where no one else could use that idea?
Patentable, but whatever.
Yes.
And I guarantee you, if Ian did make that cabinet, right, and I made a copy for myself and I didn't sell it to anyone, and Ian tried to take me to court, guess what? Ian's losing.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Because I didn't steal it. I made something for myself based on a design that he created. I wasn't selling it. I didn't try to profit from his intellectual property in any way, because it's at the point that profit is created that something has been stolen. Up until that point,
you're basically supporting the idea of intellectual property, though. Ian doesn't support intellectual property.
Yeah, see, I don't like what you're saying about.
I can't agree with you.
I agree with what you're saying, that there should be no prosecution for this.
We're out of time, man. Thanks.
No problem.
1-800-259-9231. We got Tracy who wants to talk about property rights. We want to talk to you as well. Anything that's on your mind goes at 800-259-9231. See, now I think that if you design a pair of sunglasses that looks an awful lot like the Oakleys and you call them something different, you should be able to sell them. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just log on to consumerreports.org. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best automotive buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, log on to consumerreports.org and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can literally hijack the airwaves, take control of the show, and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can join us on the bulletin board system with over 10,000 posts for you to surf around through, hundreds of people interacting there. It's all free, and it's all online at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Tracy in South Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Tracy.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
I wanted to actually talk about anarcho-capitalism a little bit. You had mentioned about a week ago that you wanted somebody to call in and maybe explain a little bit about how free market justice systems would work.
Okay.
You had, since you're talking about copyrights, I wanted to say a couple things about it.
Yeah, please.
But, the real problem with intellectual property is that it destroys, takes away people's ability to use their own real property how they see fit.
Is that kind of like when you say that, you mean like what Johnson was saying about arranging the data on your hard drive in the way that you please?
Sure, yeah. That's definitely a lot of it. You know, when Benjamin Franklin invented the top cook stove, you know, he was offered a patent for it, and he said no. He didn't believe that was right. Mm-hmm. People should be able to freely compete with him in the ability to make this new design. He didn't believe in patents, and nobody at the time talked about patents or copyright laws as being a form of property. It was just simply a form of the government encouraging certain things.
Right.
It wasn't about, you know, and, you know, Manwich worries about performers and musicians, but, you know, there are other modes of making profit besides the copyright one that was created by government fiat. You know, they make profit by putting on concerts.
People people with Manwich's position kind of have this idea that if it weren't for copyright and if it weren't for patents, then nothing would ever get done.
Yeah, Best Buy and everybody would just go bankrupt. And, you know, it's true that there are certain industries that are built up around, you know, institutions created by government fiat. You know, accounting firms and tax lawyers make their profits off of the government fiat of the
income tax. That entire industry could disappear if disappear.
So, I mean, just the fact that something would disappear because some government intervention went away, that's no reason to say that thing shouldn't go away if it is. Now, I don't have necessarily a problem with copyright, but it needs to be something that's evolved naturally out of the free market through contract law. I mean, it's certainly possible that if we didn't have the copyright laws, people would require you to sign a contract saying that you can't copy this if you buy it. You know, that's your agreement on the condition of sale, you know, things like that. I mean, I do think that there are ways that these sorts of things would be dealt with.
Even then, though, Tracy, tell you the task on that one. Even if there was a contract that came along with the CD, you know, the next Britney Spears CD comes out, and kind of like how on software, if you break the seal, you're signing the contract, you're not allowed to distribute the software.
Well, so you'd
doesn't
have to
stop
sign
anybody
it before
from
you actually buy it.
Huh?
You'd have to sign it before you actually buy it.
Well, anyway, it doesn't stop anybody from pirating software. Why would it stop anyone from pirating audio?
Well, the difference is that the individual companies would decide whether or not it's worth enforcing or not. And
how could they possibly think it would be worth enforcing?
I don't think that they would.
Right, on the massive scale that we have piracy in this country.
I don't think that they would. You know, the open source movement proves that it's possible to have profit potential without the need for copyright. I saw a report about a computer programmer that actively designed computer programs for people. This was on the Mrs. blog, and people bought the program from him. He told them it was theirs. It was theirs. By being theirs, they're free to sell it and give it to people as much as they want to. By paying for it, then a lot of times they paid for subscription fees for updates or for maintenance. A lot of times, but a lot of times, giving them away for free was a form of advertising for the guy.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that people voluntarily pay. You know, when a new video game comes out, if I really want it and I want them to make more of it, like later on, I'm going to buy it brand new. If I'm not sure I want it, if I don't like it very much, I might buy it secondhand, or I might, you know,
rent it.
Or I might rent it. The people that make video games, they're not going to make any profit if I buy it secondhand.
No.
You know, so if I want them to make another one, I have to buy it in such a way that they know that people like it. They know they can
absolutely
make money off of it.
Absolutely. I agree completely. People in a copyright-free, patent-free society, people who support ideas and people who support products and
they
concepts,
they will pay for them because they will want more of those types of ideas.
It's because it's self-interest. It's selfish. I want Half-Life 3, so I went out and bought Half-Life 2.
I don't know if I think that self-interest might be buying the second hand copy, though. I mean, because that
self-interest for everybody is going to be different.
Self-interest for a second-hand copy is you want it now and don't care as much about the future. The self-interest for somebody that buys the new one cares a little bit more about the future.
I mean,
so
you wouldn't demand that.
Different.
You wouldn't demand that all people who want to buy software buy brand new copies, would
and
you?
Not
manage?
Buy secondhand software, would you? I don't see a difference.
Well, Tracy, you said you wanted to comment on the justice system.
I actually wanted to comment about anarchy. You know, a lot of people think, "Oh, anarchy, that would be, you know, scary. You can't have anarchy." But we already live in a system of anarchy. It's
what
just
do you
a
mean?
Different kind. Well, there's no third party that forces the government and the citizens to, you know, work together properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are in a state of anarchy right now.
We're in a state of chaos, to be more descriptive.
Well, I'm just saying, using anarchy, that there's no third party arbiter forcing the hand of government or the hand of the citizenry. You know, there was a quote that I couldn't remember last week when I called in about vigilance being the, you know, it's the vigilance is the price of liberty. Well, that implies that humans and that the individual citizens are in a state of, I will say anarchy with the government, because there is no third party forcing the government.
We're in a state of chaos with the government, because they can just do whatever the hell they want to, apparently, to us.
Yeah.
It's very chaotic.
Exactly.
And Tracy, thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate it.
All right, man.
Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. Let's go to John in New York. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to chime in on this topic here.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's no different that if I go to my neighbor right now and trade him my album for his album,
right,
as if I traded albums on the internet with you, you know, digitally. Okay, that's number one. Number two, when I go to the store and I run a VCR tape, if I like the movie, I make a copy of it, and there's no problem there either.
Well, there is a problem according to the law.
Well, they put copy guard in there. Okay, but here's another thing. If ultimately, if I want to make a copy of music and I don't feel like jerking around, I put a cassette tape in, and when the song comes on the radio, or I can call up the radio station and tell them to play the song, and I can make a copy.
Hey, come on. Now, John, come on. Be fair. How many times have you ever called a radio station and gotten them to play your song?
A couple of times. Several times I've done that before. Usually I'll just copy what they're playing if it's a song I really like, and then I'll get a whole bunch of songs I really like.
Do you consider yourself a thief, John? Do you consider yourself a criminal?
No, not at all.
Well, it's not the same as trading an album with your neighbor, because you still retain the album while you trade it with your neighbor. So what your neighbor's done is copied his album, and you've copied your album, and you guys have given each other the copies.
Well, we could trade the original albums with each other, too. Well, we can get the original albums and trade the original albums with each other,
But you would be replicating. You keep the original album, and you give it to your neighbor at the same time. That's replicating it.
He's saying that you could just trade the albums, in which case then you are trading property. You're not actually copying anything.
Right. So what's the difference there is what I'm saying.
Well, I guess Manwich would say probably the difference is you don't have it while it's traded out. You can't listen to it if your neighbor has it.
Right.
John, good call. I don't think you're a thief either, John. I really appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. We got Fred on the line in Philly. We got your calls coming up as well. You can literally bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Acquisition fee, gross capitalized cost, and money factor. Nope, these aren't one-liners from the latest Wall Street production. They're strictly a car leasing soliloquy. When I come back, I'll tell you what they mean. Soft. Strong. Absorbent. That's Scott Shop Towels. I'm Bobby Likas. At Car Clinic Service, we use durable Scott Shop Towels instead of oily rags. Whether you're a service professional, like I am during the week, or a do-it-yourselfer, like I am on the weekends, Scott Shop Towels fill the bill. Buy Scott Shop Towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. Sounds like a great idea to me. Hamlet had it easy. To be or not to be was a piece of cake. To buy or to lease is a much tougher question. So listen up. Acquisition fee, the upfront cost of leasing, including a security deposit. Gross capitalized cost, that's the vehicle's purchase price. Money factor, the lease rate, a finance cost like interest on bank loans. These terms are just the first act. Knowing the whole script can determine if your buy-lease decision is a comedy or a tragedy.
I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We do this six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 Eastern, and we also have our live Saturday show from 7 to 10 Eastern. So join us for every single moment, and don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the updates section. If you want to know what the latest is with Free Talk Live, the news that you need to know, whether it's a brand new affiliate or a new Shriner on the website, we'll send it to you right in your email box via the updates list. It's another free service at freetalklive.com. We're talking about property rights. We're talking about copyright. And is it criminal? Is it thievery? Let's go to Fred in Philly. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I want to think completely outside the, not just the box, but outside the cage, like Dave von Kleist says. I think that information is a right, just like food is for the individual. And I can see the argument when Emma Goldman says, Seek labor. If they won't give you a job, then ask for bread. If they won't give you bread, then go out and steal it. I say that...
What?
That's what Emma Goldman said, the anarchist, at the beginning of this 20th century.
You're advocating theft, Fred?
Absolutely. I'll tell you why. Because the state has become lawless.
If you try and steal my bread, you're going to get shot.
These laws are illegal, and I'll tell you why. We don't have representation anymore. We don't have... even a constitution anymore because...
Okay, well, I agree with that, Fred. Well, I don't agree with you trying to take my bread. How dare you?
Well, I don't think that it should be done unless it's necessary.
Well, I don't care how necessary you think it is. You understand if you come and try and take my bread, you're going to get shot, right, Fred?
You would have the right. I'm not advocating it against you. I'm saying that if a person is in that position, you could be that person. I could be in that position. It could be reversed. You might have to... do something drastic to survive.
I've got to totally disagree. I mean, yeah, personally, I mean, I just don't think that I don't think thievery is supportable in any of its forms.
Well,
I understand
about,
it. I just don't believe in it.
What about the fact that towards the end of the summer, you're going to have the right to take away whatever you want to have as a dietary supplement? That's going to be taken away, and there was no vote in.
Well, Fred, we've heard rumors about that, and there's nothing official on it at this point.
Yes, it's a very wrong law.
My point is that you don't have representation. You don't have.
I agree.
All that's true, but it doesn't legitimize thievery, Fred. It doesn't mean that if I'm starving and you've got bread, I'm going to come ask you if I can weed your garden
all
so
right.
you could feed me. I'm not going to come and try and steal.
Actually, I went too far to say that, but I will say that. That's what some people feel, and I think you feel that way.
Well, not necessarily.
The first thing I said was you can make the argument. I don't think that I make a habit of doing anything like that. But I'm saying that's why there's a breakdown of law because the people who have the example of
tyranny.
Upholding the law don't do that anymore.
Well,
The people who are supposed to be upholding the law are stealing from people. They are taking things at gunpoint. That much.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say. Bye bye.
Thanks, Fred. See you later.
I agree with him that tyranny causes people to do extreme things.
Sure.
I mean, you know, he's making a good point.
Some people are just trying to stay alive. I understand that. And it was just that the idea that someone would call and try and legitimize thievery.
Sure. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, too. In my opinion, nothing legitimizes thievery.
I feel better now. You're right about that. And if you try to steal my bread...
But he also felt like his point was falling on deaf ears because we were, you know, because part of his point included the term thievery and... we wouldn't get beyond that.
So we're talking about file sharing. We're talking about copyrights, not privacy, but Whether or not it should be illegal to copy people's movies. Yeah, patents.
Intellectual property?
We got an email from Russ about what we were talking about last night, specifically the Recording Industry Association and the Motion Picture Association of America. He says, here is why the RIAA and MPAA are not losing money. This is the new trend that you guys may have seen in recent movies and songs, and that new trend is product placement.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it's not a new trend in movies. It may be newer in songs, but it's been going on for a long time.
How long is long?
Several years.
Yeah,
I mean,
several years.
A couple decades.
I don't know.
A few decades. 30 years?
Reese's Pieces, is that what you're referring to?
I know. I've seen product placement in movies in the 70s. I can't remember specifically in the 60s, but I've seen 70s movies with Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and that sort of thing in them. Product placement's been going on for a long time. Maybe it's just happening more now. Anyway, he says, the other day I watched I, Robot with Will Smith. That movie had tons of product placement from a numerous amount of advertisers. Same thing goes with music now. The new pop-punk music influences teenagers to go into stores like PacSun, Hot Topic, and buy clothes that's similar to what the band members wear. The hole goes deeper than it looks. This is another reason why I don't even care to steal music. Not because I care about the legality, but because I choose not to support terrible music. There are plenty of new underground bands springing up every day that sound much better than the crap that comes from my local rap rock radio station.
Come on, we're just not as cool as you are. We still want some of the popular music.
I don't want any of it. I don't listen to music.
I listen to some, you know, and there's... I don't think there's much that's come out recently, but I'm just getting old now.
Another interesting thing that is going on...
I'm definitely not scouring the underground scene for the new music, though, I can tell you that.
You don't have time for it.
No, I don't.
Anyway, well, one of the interesting things that's going on in the music world is this new podcasting phenomenon, man, which
yes.
There are all these individuals that are putting out these podcasts, and we're podcasting our show, but we're a talk show, obviously. There are also music podcasts where people play music that they want to play.
Right.
That you know, the music they never hear on the radio stations they listen to, but they'd like to.
Deep cuts?
Deep cuts, underground music.
Stuff that never even get cut.
Indie stuff, yeah. That will never get signed by a record label. And they're putting it out there on the internet for everybody in the world to listen to. And so the paradigm is shifting. It is in the process of shifting. Now, whether or not these music companies want to play along is going to be another story. But for those of you out there who are looking for something different, it's not hard to find it nowadays, unlike before. I mean, if this was 1985 and you wanted to hear underground music, you'd have to know like what clubs to go to in town to go hear it live, because
what
that's
stores
about
to
it,
buy
right?
it from, and you know, the people in the know. But
so
on the internet now, you can find out anything you want.
So the little guy is having a much easier time distributing his product as far as music goes online, and it also applies to film. There's plenty of short films and indie films that are being released online that aren't in theaters.
Yep.
So if you want it, you can find it online. Anyway, he plugs a website, and then he says, "We are the best effing thing on the internet. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Russ. We appreciate the email." And you can email the show if you'd like at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com.
So is he some sort of band member? Is that what he's plugging his band?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea. I did not go to the website.
Okay.
So, again, if you have a comment, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we got all kinds of interesting things to talk about tonight. And just a quickie here from the Advocates for Self-Government. GOP Congress can't fight the pork. In 1987, Ronald Reagan vetoed a highway bill he called a textbook example of pork barrel projects. That bill contained 152 earmarks, which are personal projects requested by individual members of Congress. The 1998 highway bill, the first one after Republicans took control of Congress, had 1,850.
Yeah.
More than 12 times as many. This year's bill, in 2005, after 10 years of Republican control... Guess how many earmarks that one has, man, which...
I can't... I shudder to guess.
4,000. 4,128, to be precise. The projects totaled over $12.4 billion. Some are for highways and roads. Many are not.
I'm sure Rush would have just a good explanation for each one of these little things.
I think he'd probably screen out your call, man, which... This is your show. We don't screen out your calls. You can bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWox International and its bubble-up technology, but have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show, Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got the archive section. That's right. We give them away on Free Talk Live. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived. Not only that, we describe each and every hour. So you know all virtually all the topics that we cover just by glancing at it. It's all there right at the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. It's free at freetalklive.com. And we podcast it as well, which is exciting because we're one of the top podcasts in the world according to a couple of different rating sites. 1-800-259-9231.
And we won't sue you if you sell the stuff either.
No, go right ahead. Although we'd rather you just give it away to people that you like. Anyway, so let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. This is the show about your call, so let's talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I wanted to touch on patents. The USDA and the FDA approves drugs with patents, and
yeah.
It keeps generics off the market. I think it's for like 14 years.
It's like 14 or 17 or something like that.
Something like
that.
And then when the patent expires, the generics theoretically could be sold. That would be free market.
Right.
The problem is, suppose you create something like Vioxx, and it's got side effects and whatever, except you don't tell the public that.
Mm-hmm.
You foist it for like 14 years, and the patent expires. Oh, guess what? It's got all these side effects. You don't want the generic version either.
We've got a new one.
Yes, exactly. How did you know where I was going?
Well, because I've heard this stuff all along.
Oh, yeah.
They've just been doing the same trick. You know, take our...
Is they
take
actually
our,
like this? From Canada?
No, this is exactly
evil.
What they do. Take our poisonous drugs, forget about those supplements and the, you know, whole foods that are actually going to do your body some good. Take our pills, and
well,
these pills poison
the
you.
Approval process, it's adulterated because you have to get approval from the government, which most of those people are from the drug companies. Look
mm-hmm.
at the board members. They're all from Merck and Cerl and all these different
uh-huh.
companies. Hey, I remember when they approved NutraSweet. That was done by Rumsfeld. You know what kind of a guy he is.
Yeah.
He just rammed it through. And they had to fire the guy at the FDA because they wouldn't approve it for I don't know how many years. And then,
well, the real reason for the approval process is to prevent others from bringing their products to market.
Of course.
Because it's so expensive. It's not to protect us at all.
No.
It doesn't help at all.
Because if, Joe, if you all of a sudden put together a household concoction of cleaning products that cures AIDS, there's no way you're going to get it to market. You're not going to be able to afford the FDA.
Well, that's
the
why
FDA
it's
product.
A patent instead of a copyright, because a copyright protects the actual work itself. What a patent does is says you can't even write a book on this subject. So if we were to patent tables, nobody else would be able to build a table until the patent runs out.
Right.
And it's not that the process is, you know, you can improve on it, but good luck trying to compete with the drug companies
right.
when they have the patent. So,
that's a great point. Joe, anything else on your mind?
Nope, that's about it.
Thanks for the call, man. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Manwich, did you have somewhere you wanted to go? Otherwise, we could talk about... dancing, dangerous dancing.
Well, we could talk about that. I've got an article on the general over in Iraq.
I don't want to get into Iraq right
okay.
now. All right, let's do this this issue here. Flint, Michigan. Dancing, not only fun, it's a First Amendment protected activity, except apparently in Flint, Michigan. This is from the Advocates for Self-Government on March 20th.
You know, it's not specifically mentioned in the First Amendment.
No, that's true. It's not.
Dancing isn't mentioned.
Although,
it should be.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know if it should be mentioned. It shouldn't be called into question, that's for sure. Nobody
well,
should be questioning whether or not you should be able to
they
go
weren't,
to
these people
dance.
Weren't arrested for dancing. They were just saying that at the start of the article. Anyway, on March 20th in Flint, 60 police officers from four different local law enforcement groups raided a popular nightclub, which was called the Club What's Next. The club was a legitimate, legal venue with a liquor license, which means they paid their bribes. They figured they'd be all right. The officers arrested 17 people on felony drug charges and cited more than 100 with misdemeanor drug possession charges. But many more people, and that's... Now, most of the clubs here in the Tampa Bay area, I mean, how many people do you think you could fit in your average popular club, Manwich?
Several hundred.
Like 500 or so?
That maybe. Sounds good.
Maybe like 1,000 if it was a really big club.
If it was a big club and it was packed.
Right.
1,000 people in a club is a lot of people.
100 people in a crowd of 500, that's one out of every five people with possession of drugs. That's a pretty good percentage right there. I mean, I'm just talking
are
about...
Are proving that, in fact, they had possession and...
Misdemeanor drug possession charges.
Okay.
People.
Well, and you, the question you have to ask is, people move in and out of a club on a regular basis during
right.
the evening, especially if you're in a strip area.
Mm-hmm.
Like, often people move from club to club to club. A club may might have several thousand people in it in an evening.
Sure. Well, this was, I think, probably... It was a raid, so it was all done at once. Now you don't get to raid a club all evening long. You
okay.
just get to catch whoever's there at that
just,
time.
Just ask. I'm not really sure where we're going
right.
with this. I'm
well, many
making...
more people who dis. This is where we're going with it. Many more people who did not possess drugs. Repeat, did not. Were ticketed and charged with. Here's the crime: frequenting a drug establishment, a misdemeanor charge, for this crime of dancing on Saturday night at a licensed, legal nightclub. These clubgoers now face up to 90 days in jail and a $500 fine. Guess they weren't expecting that when they paid their $5 cover, were they?
No, that's weird.
They also face the nightmare of a drug-related criminal record with all the legal and
yeah,
social barriers that brings. Further, some attendees report that clubgoers were also subjected to strip searches, including body cavity searches, Holy crap! Even though they had nothing to do with drugs. Ah, it's just to protect you, man, which it's okay. We'll get into some more details here coming up.
Yeah, my body cavity.
800-259-9231. If you've got comments or want to change the topic completely, that's why we call it Free Talk Live. Take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartavite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231, and bring up whatever's on your mind, personal, political, anything goes. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And go to the website, freetalklive.com, where we got the Shrine of Female Listeners. We had added a brand new Shriner this week, as a matter of fact, Amira.
It's exciting.
You can go check her out. She's right there at the top of the website at freetalklive.com. And the point of the Shrine, Manwich, is what?
Well, it's to show off the fact that we have female listeners. It's important to program directors all over this great nation and world that it might be carrying our show that we, in fact, have female listeners, because talk radio has traditionally been a sort of a male-oriented thing. So
exactly.
We're proving otherwise.
And it's not a beauty contest, so ladies, anybody who, any of you who want to be included, will be. All you have to do is send us your picture at ftl@freetalklive.com. So we're talking about a bust that happened in Flint, Michigan, at a club called What's Next, where they were having, you know, some techno music playing, and people decided to it's a club. People bring drugs and they take drugs, and but not everybody does. Not everybody who's in the place was using drugs.
No,
the cops raided the joint, arrested 100 and 17 people, 17 with felony drug charges, meaning they had lots of drugs compared to everyone else, and 100 people with misdemeanor drug possession charges. But many more people who didn't possess drugs were ticketed and charged with a frequenting a drug establishment crime.
anybody they couldn't get.
Incredibly, some attendees report that clubgoers were also subjected to strip searches, including body cavity searches, even though they had nothing to do with drugs.
See, this is just the crazy part of this whole story. We've become so used to this whole vice in police enforcement thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just okay for the cops to come in to a club, you know, shut everything down, stop the club from doing business, making money on a night that they, you know, one of these huge nights that they make money. You don't make money on a Thursday night in a club.
No.
Or a Sunday night. You make money on Friday and Saturday night. And if you can't make it, that's it. You shut your doors if you lose money on enough time.
And you're going to lose your ass if people think that the cops are going to raid the place.
And absolutely. So the cops just walk in and they start, you know, they take the hot chicks in the back and they look wherever they want to look, checking for drugs.
Right.
Right? We've just gotten so, I mean, what should happen here is somebody should have said, no way, I'm not going to let you look anywhere near.
Right.
And then they would have got the cuffs stuffed on them, you know, put on them. And if they would have said, no, I don't want to go with you. You're crazy. You're people talking about looking wherever. I'm not going with you. God knows what you'll do to me once you get back to the police station. Then if you try to fight, they're going to rough you up. If you grab one of their guns, they're going to shoot you, man. That's how stupid this crap is. This whole vice mentality, I'm sorry. I don't want to get...
There's no mentality involved. It's just,
come here, we're going to arrest you.
It's just a bunch of cops.
Do you understand how that is?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of cops on power trips. They can get away with whatever they want because they can get the hot chicks to take their clothes off and do the cavity searches because they're cops and they've got the guns. They're the one. They're literally pointing guns at everybody and ordering them around. Don't you have to have a warrant to search my body cavities?
Don't you have to have a warrant to walk into the damn club?
I guess not. Not if they let you in. I mean, what club owner is going to tell the cops no?
No, that's true.
One of them there should be some. There should be a club owner that says no. Where's your warrant? Go get one. And then you tell all your patrons to leave. Anyway, this is not the only time things like this have gone on. If you've got an example you want to share with us, we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. We got another hour to go here. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're tired of...